Watch, the Chosen star Jonathan Roumie calls abortion satanic, doubling down on evil. By Warner Todd Houston on January 27, 2023. Jonathan Roumie, who stars as Jesus Christ on the Angel Studios Bible docudrama, The Chosen, left no holds barred when he told participants at the March for Life that abortion is satanic. Roumie told the huge crowd at the 50th annual March for Life, the first such march held since the Supreme Court ended federal authority over abortion, that Satan is not a fairy tale, insisting that just as God is real, Satan is also real. I'm not talking about the simplistic cartoon of some dude with horns and a tail. I'm talking about the father of lies, the great deceiver, the diabolical slanderer who pushes you to doubt when you know in your heart the right thing to do, the 48-year-old actor said. And he is not about to give up this fight, either. In fact, he's doubling down because, guess what? His time is limited. So, he's throwing everything he has at the world and all of us in it. And countless are being deceived as a result. Watch below. Satan, Roumie added that Satan wants your and my destruction and wants us to believe that abortion does not harm us individually and as a society. So, please, I beg of you, pray for those who do not have the faith, the strength, the clarity of purpose that you here do, he said. He told the crowd to love their enemies, but to also remember, we know how the story ends. God won. It is good, but it is far from finished, Roumie referred to the overturning of Roe v. Wade as a glimmer of hope, but hope that the good sign from the U.S. Supreme Court will prompt God to see the hearts of those of us here in support of life today and say to us in this hour, it is good. During the march, a mass was held in D.C.'s Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception for the National Prayer Vigil for Life. The chairman of the U.S. Bishop's Pro-Life Office celebrated the overturning of Roe v. Wade, calling the 1973 abortion ruling a blight on our nation. Today we have so much to celebrate. For the first time in the 49-year history of the March for Life, we can say that Roe v. Wade, a blight on our nation, our system of justice, and our culture, is no more, Arlington Bishop Michael Burbidge said in his homily. This is a moment for joy, and for gratitude. A moment to recall the countless souls who have dedicated themselves to political and social action, to prayer, and to service in the name of this cause, Bishop Burbidge added. Watch below. But even as we celebrate, we must remember, this is the beginning, not the end, he continued. A new important phase of work in the pro-life movement begins now. Pope Francis also blessed the march and said that the Church is deeply grateful for the event that seeks to defend the right to life of the most innocent and vulnerable members of our human family. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.